The word plantation is getting a critical look. It has a special meaning in the American South, where it applied to thousands of large farms where millions of enslaved people were made to work for generations before the Civil War. By 1860, there were almost 200 plantations that depended on slave labor, just in the coastal region of Beaufort County, South Carolina. Housing developments now on that land still use the word plantation in their names. Here's reporter Eileen LeBlanc.
That's the debate, whether to remove the word from developments like Hilton Head Plantation. Carol Casey moved to Hilton Head from Ohio 27 years ago. She says the word made the property sound more attractive, Southern.
They shouldn't change anything. It's there, like they shouldn't be tearing down monuments and defacing them.
The notion of relaxed Southern living also drew Judy Dunning to the vast 4,200-home development built on several former cotton plantations on Hilton Head Island. She says she just needed to find a house, but she knew what the word meant.
A plantation was a place of hard labor and cruelty. And when they started building Hilton Head Plantation, the resorts, they left all that part out and just said, it's a beautiful, graceful lifestyle.
It was seeing the video of George Floyd's death that led her to launch a petition to have the word removed from the community's name.
You have to say to yourself, this is worse for the African Americans in this country than we thought. And you have to come face to face with your own insensitivity to buying into stuff like that.
In the 1920s and 30s, wealthy northern industrialists bought in by snatching up some of the old plantation properties and turning them into private hunting resorts. Dr. Larry Rowland is Distinguished Professor Emeritus of History at the University of South Carolina, Beaufort.
Northerners who moved down here and bought the big hunting lodges and for recreation were calling them plantations because they wanted to imitate the Old South.
But it wasn't until the late 1950s that developers on Hilton Head Island began building upscale housing communities and started marketing them as plantations. Isabella Miller is 16 and Gullah, people of a unique culture and language who were left on the Sea Islands after emancipation.
Oh, you know, this is a history of Black people being beaten down, but look at it now. We have golf courses and fancy restaurants and the beach, so just come on and forget all that happened.
Miller wrote a letter to the local paper, the Island Packet, that has generated some nuts and ice responses.
I think each of us has a different relationship to words, so, you know, if a white person goes into their neighborhood and says plantation, you might not think much of it. You think it's just a word, and, you know, who cares if it's called a plantation. But to the Black people around here, I've never heard my family say it's just a word. I've never heard my family say it doesn't matter. It feels sad that we have to feel unwelcome in the place that we've built.
On Hilton Head Island, Sea Pines Plantation became Sea Pines Resort more than 20 years ago. Wexford Plantation dropped the word earlier this month, and Palmetto Hall Plantation has mailed out ballots on a name change to its residents. Hilton Head Plantation's management did not respond to requests for an interview. For NPR News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc.